Time for us to talk Lifehouse. And Julie Slyster is with us this morning. Welcome. Nice to have you here once again.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Oh, I better turn the mic on. There, that helps.
Always
right?
trying
there.
To keep me silent. It won't happen.
No. I know better. Welcome once again as we continue talking about, what Lifehouse does in this area. Helps folks who are in need or maybe in a situation that has caused them to be homeless. And imagine you're still pretty busy.
Yes. We continue to always be full at the homeless shelter. We have 60 beds. And like I said, there's always somebody in the beds, very seldom. If we have a room open, then we typically within a day have somebody calling seeking shelter. So, yeah, we continue to provide those folks with a place, safe place to stay, and then clothing and food and some life skills and a little bit of health, you know, resources to get healthy and things like that.
There are ways that you're helping people before they get to that point. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's our prevention services. It's our biggest goal is to keep people from not entering shelter. That's where we don't want to happen. So if somebody comes in and, you know, they are saying, I'm being evicted, I need a place to stay, we're going to maybe try to get a hold of that landlord first and have a conversation to see, why are they being evicted? Are they behind on rent? If so, can we help catch that rent up so that that household can remain stable where they're at? Other times people come in for rent and utility assistance when, you know, they're making it every month, paying their utilities, paying the rent, doing their stuff, and then something happens. Maybe a medical situation or a large unplanned expense, and now we're kind of struggling. Do we fix our car or... If we do, then we can't afford our rent, and then we fall behind, and then there's fees attached. So if somebody is in that position, they can come in, have a conversation with our prevention case managers, and we can typically, you know, after walking through budgets and having a conversation, we are able to help with rent and utilities.
Yeah. And how do people, best way to do that, would they be just to phone in and then set up a meeting?
Yep. Call in and say that you need some assistance with your rent or utilities, or, you know, you would like to talk about that. Maybe you've never done that before and you just are curious how that works. Just call in and say you'd like to talk to somebody about rent and utilities and we'll get you to the right person.
Very good. Very good. How's that remodel going at the food pantry?
It's awesome. It's really cool. Our teaching kitchen is coming to life. It's so cool. There's six stations that have a stove and a sink. And then up front is a teacher, I guess, station or whoever is going to be helping with cooking classes. And our goal there, Chris, is to teach people, number one, how to cook foods. They're not familiar with how to cook.
Right.
Maybe pork chops or a whole chicken. Also, how to cook things with the food we offer and how to stretch SNAP benefits. I was having a conversation with somebody yesterday about hamburger. You know, if you make a meatloaf with a 2 pound of hamburger, that's one meal.
Right.
But if you cook that separate and put it into casseroles, we probably have three meals.
Uh-huh.
So just those things that, you know, when sometimes you have to stop and go, oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, you can really stretch that for sure.
So we're super excited to get that kitchen up and going. Also at the pantry.
Has there still been a pretty strong response there?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Our numbers there are increasing. I think Susan had 47 new households last month come through. It has a lot to do with, I don't know if we are actually truly, if I call it a recession, but just the way things have changed right now and the cost of items, it's just hard to do. And there's no reason to not feed your family.
Yeah.
We have plenty of food. Come in and we'll help you out that way.
Yeah, for sure. You also have some needs at the shelter.
Always
have something that we're like, you're like, oh, darn it. We just ran out of that. We need more.
Yes. We had a great response last time I was here. We talked about hygiene items, and we had a really good donation. I just want to thank you to the people who helped us out with that. Deodorant, shampoo, all kinds of stuff came in. But now we are in need of condiments. So ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise.
Italian dressing.
We were talking about that. We have a lot of noodles that come in. So during the summer, it's easy to make an Italian salad and, you know, we can eat the Italian dressing and we're out. So Grandma Joy is requesting some. So if you have extra sitting around, feel free to drop it
off. I was just thinking, are you in, with everybody growing gardens and things, are you in need of vegetables, and or do you take those kind of donations?
Yes and yes. Yeah. If you have extra garden produce, please drop it off at the food pantry, because then we're able to offer it to people coming through there, or at the shelter, and then we'll use it to cook.
Put in those salads.
Absolutely. Put some tomatoes and cucumbers in there.
That's right.
Yeah, fancy it up a little bit. So, and we do cross on that kind of stuff. If you drop at the pantry and we need at the shelter, we'll grab some, and vice versa. Uh-huh. If we have too many tomatoes at the shelter, we get them to the pantry so that nothing goes to waste.
Definitely. On the housing side of things, I mean, you do have some apartments that are still available, right?
Yes, we continue to take applications on our units. We are full on the 3-bedroom, but we have a lot of 2-bedroom units available. So if you are looking for a place and you are low income, give us a call and we can talk through that and get you an application.
Very good. Best ways to reach?
Give me a call, 402-721-3125. Or stop in at 723 North Broad.
Very good. All right. Thank you, Julie.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.